Philippians 2:1-11. Therefore, if you have my encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in a very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage, but rather he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place, and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
I don't know how your week has gone, but I've had a really good week. I've got to know more of you. But there is something special that I've done this week, and that's I've gone to go and see these two. Oh, God! They are so cute, and they are my nephews. And I think, that needs to stop. At the time of the picture, they're about a month old. They're 5 weeks now. Twin boys. £5. I don't know about you, but I'm not a mum. I've always found there's one thing about church that is a little bit strange, and that is sometimes you get to play guess who the mother is. You see a baby with a different person each time you see them. Have you noticed that? And sometimes, I know when I was at church in Coventry, people will come up to me and go, can you just hold? And I'm like, baby, what do I do? What do? I don't know what to do. What do I do with it? And somebody would come up and go, blue coat clothes, it's a boy. I'm like, does that help? Not an it, a he. It's like, okay, he. Does that help? What do I do? And I used to pitch in with everything. And one thing about churches is everybody does have to pitch in. And I'm like, I'll happily move 400 chairs, two flights of stairs. I'll happily rig and de-rig, which we used to have to do because we didn't have a church building. So every week it was everything out and every week it was everything back. But please do not give me a baby. I'm slightly better now, slightly. So with a lot of courage, I went to see my brother and these two babies. And he said, would you like to feed them? I thought, oh, that's nice. Yeah, we can do this. So baby milk. That should work, yeah? And I was stunned by the fact that the baby wouldn't drink the milk. It's like, open your mouth. Just open it. How do you get a baby to open its mouth? And then when the bottle's actually in there, nothing. Nothing. And eventually, some sucking and swallowing happened, and I'm thinking, yes, we have success here. And then 5-10 minutes later, I look at the bottle, and it's not gone down at all. The same amount of milk when I started half an hour earlier is still in the bottle. And my sister-in-law said to me, you know, babies are born without being able to help themselves. There is no other animal in the animal kingdom that is born as helpless as a human baby. So this week, I kind of figured that out. though I'm sure all of you knew that. But how's your week gone? I'm sure if I said kind of thumbs up for good weeks or thumbs down for bad weeks, we'll have a mixture. Some people will have had a good week and some people will have struggled a little bit more on this week. Where we left with the reading last week was Philippians 1, which was the last verse. And it's Paul writing to the Philippians, and he said, "For it's been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. Since you are going through the same struggle you saw I had, and now hear that I still have." And this morning Roger was talking about the difference between kind of everyday struggles and real persecution. But you know, Paul doesn't pull any punches with this. Sometimes life just sucks. It's not going to be easy all the time. There is no promise of that. But then you come to Philippians 2. And the first word is therefore. And I love that word. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ. Whatever's going on, we should have the encouragement that we walk with Christ, that he is there for us all the time in everything, and we should be encouraged by it. If you have any comfort from his love, he just wants to wrap his arms around us. There are days where we all want just to have somebody wrap their arms around us. And he's there every time for us. If any common sharing in the Spirit, together with the Spirit in unity with each other. How encouraging is it that when we hit those bad days, we're not doing it alone. We're doing it with Christ, and we're doing it with each other. If any tenderness and compassion, the tenderness and compassion that he shows us. And that's something to get excited about. So the therefore is amazing news. What does Paul say that we do with that? He says, make my joy complete. This isn't Jesus standing up and saying, you must do this. It's Paul turning to his family, the church, and saying, do you know what would really make me happy? It's if I see this. This is what I want to see from all of you. Make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being in one spirit and of one mind. What is it that we want to do because we have got this from Jesus? Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Because we have first been loved, therefore we can love others. Why do we do it? Not for ourselves, but for the other people. And because we want to. Because at the end of the day, we want to do this. And how do we know what to do? Because Jesus did it first and showed us how. In humility, value others above yourselves. We live in a world that thinks that line is daft. How does the world value each one of us? Well, do you have a family? Do you have a job? How much are you earning? What do you drive? What do you look like? How famous are you? All of those things, all the time. Our value is associated with those things. And that's just doesn't help us, and it's not what we're asked to hear. And it also leads to something else. It leads to us climbing on other people to get value, when actually everything that we need is being handed to us by Jesus. All we have to do is accept it. So why do we need to climb over other people to get what we've already been given? And one of the things that I said before is that we all have to pitch in to make church work. Nothing happens on its own. Sometimes we have skills, we have gifts. Don't get me to stand up there and play with the worship team. You wouldn't like the results. And as you now know, don't hand me a baby. But there are other things that I can do. But at the end of the day, there's lots of things I can do. Whether it's pick up a mug after somebody's had a cup of coffee, move 400 chairs up 2 flights of stairs, just not all at once, put the rubbish out, all sorts of things. And I have loved coming here because I see everybody doing that. I see everybody pitching in with all that kind of thing, and it makes it work. So Paul goes on and says, in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant and being made in human likeness. Sometimes I think we forget the awesomeness of God, our Creator God, Creator of heaven and earth and everything in it. So I want to shut up for a minute and let you remember that. Each of us remembers it in a different way, but just to help out, with a bit of luck, we'll just play this. it's as we remember just who God is, maker of heaven and earth, all of that, all this glory. And for me, this week, I got it. He became a helpless babe. Baby that isn't able to look after himself. That struggles to take milk to start off with, to understand all it is to be human. That was completely and utterly dependent on his parents as a baby. Does that give you pause for thought? Just got it. Jesus, who can turn this the raging of a storm into a complete calm. The power and majesty of everything that earth has got to throw at him turned completely in one word to stillness. Stopped and washed his disciples' feet. When we're thinking about being humble, and we think about Jesus and how far he came for us, he stopped and he was obedient to the Father in everything, in every little detail, completely obedient even to death on a cross. That's true humility. And if we are to imitate him, we love one another and value one another and do things that help others and not just ourselves. And we don't do them because we're told to, but because they were first done for us. When we realize that Jesus loves each and every one of us completely, and we choose to do the same. I'm continually astounded by a text that says that Christians in the early church were known for their unconditional love. Now, this wasn't a Christian that wrote this. He was just observing Christians. As you walk down the road, and as you go into the supermarket, as you go out by your daily life, do people point to you and go, wow, they've got unconditional love? Not sure I can hold my hand up to that. But it was what they saw given to them. What each one of us has received from Jesus, we then give. And verse 10 takes us to another however. Jesus was completely humble. However, at that name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every time there is a however. So we've got a summary slide. Aha! Which starts with take encouragement from being united with Christ. And that's where we started. That's what has been given to us. We're encouraged because he is always there for us. And as a response to that, we want to value others above ourselves. But moving slightly on, we also get the fact that Jesus was and is God. and yet he humbled himself. He humbled himself by being obedient to God. And that's what we're called to do as well. But there's something missing on the slide that we can't get up. In parallel with knowing that Jesus is God, in our lives, sometimes, there is a blank. Because it's not just the humility that we need to learn from God. Years ago, I was in London, and I was sat with a dozen eight-year-olds on a bus. There were some knowing laughs from some people. It was an interesting time, and I was listening to their conversation. And it started something like, "My dad is better than your dad. He got me this great toy." Well, my dad is better than your dad because, okay? You know how it goes. Because. Okay, so my dad is better than your dad because he's taking us on this great holiday abroad and we're all going away and it's going to be a villa and it's going to be wonderful. You know, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And the kids were doing this because they wanted to feel valued. And if their dad was better than the guy's dad next to them, then they were obviously valued. Those kids were on the bus with me because they were in a scheme for single-parent families. The vast majority of them wouldn't have known who their dads were. They certainly wouldn't have seen them recently. And yet they felt the need to come up with these lies to feel valued, to say how good their dads were. That hurts, you know? But we don't need to do that because we've got God's promises. And that's what's missing off that slide, where Jesus is God and comes and is humble. We also have that status with the promises that have been given. And from that, again, we can be humble and do what is needed. So do you remember what God has promised us? Some people will know these verses really well. Some people might not. If you know them really well and they're close to your heart, remember one other thing. These verses apply to everybody in this room, not just you. And when you walk out of that door tonight, they will also apply to everybody you meet. And it is hugely important that we remember it's not just the value that God gives us. He gives it to everybody, and we should value everybody. And that leads us to serve them. John 1:12. "Yet to all who receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Ephesians 1:5. "He predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will." He wants us to be his children. It gives him pleasure. Romans 15:7. "Accept one another just as Christ accepted you." 1 Peter 2:9. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into this wonderful light." Galatians 3. "For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. There is no difference between us. 1 Corinthians 6. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, who you have received from God? A temple, each one of us, and the Holy Spirit is in each one of us and blesses us. 1 John 3. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, each of us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. So, what's God saying to you tonight? Is he saying, you need to put the bins out more? You need to do the things that he has asked you to do in all humility? Is he telling you that you are doing the right things, but actually your motivation's off? You're doing it for the wrong reason. Is he telling you that you are loved and valued? Or is he challenging you to remember that everybody has the same value and that we should treat everybody with that value? Or is it something else completely? Whilst you ponder those questions, let's go back into worship. So may the Lord love you, but may the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and everyone else. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. Amen.